Splendid Table from APM, American Public Media, the show for people who love to eat. I'm Lynn Rossetto Casper. The Splendid Table is supported by Two Leaves and a Bud, an independent tea company connecting tea drinkers to teas they love since 2004. Two Leaves and a Bud organic whole leaf teas can be found at your local specialty food shop or grocery store and at twoleavestea.com. Well, sweetness and power could have new meanings because of the book Willpower, Rediscovering the Greatest Human Strength. In it, research psychologist Roy F. Baumeister explains the links between glucose and self-control and between willpower and how we might change our lives. His co-author, New York Times science columnist John Tierney, joins us. John, good to have you with us.
Well, thank you.
So what did your co-author discover?
Well, he discovered that willpower actually is this form of mental energy and that it's powered by glucose in the bloodstream and that this actually is a store of mental energy that you use and that you deplete when you resist temptations, when you make yourself do something, when you exercise self-control, and even when you make decisions. All this depletes the same source of mental energy, and it depletes the level of glucose in your blood.
So you're saying that sugar is actually feeding my mind?
Well, in some sense it does. And in the laboratory experiments, they love to use sugar. They use lemonade with sugar, and the control group takes lemonade with Splenda. And they can't tell the difference, but the people who get sugar actually have improved self-control. Now, our advice is don't try this at home. Sugar, straight sugar, is not the greatest way to do it. You get glucose from just about any kind of food, and so we advise people to eat healthier foods that will do a longer extended release of glucose. You know, sugar works great in the laboratory because it's a very quick-acting thing. You go right up and down, and you can observe the effects right away, but it's not so great in your personal life.
Right. Well, you write that there are only two predictors of how we're going to turn out as people. I mean, this is psychologists talking, and that's intelligence and self-control.
That's right. It's amazing. You know, people with stronger willpower, that they do better in school and at work. They're healthier. They're wealthier. They're happier. Their personal relationships are better. Their children are more likely to thrive. And as you say, there are two predictors of these things. There's self-control and intelligence, and it's a lot easier to improve your willpower than...